He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, December 5th, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. A little chilly here today. I'm sure it's probably pretty chilly where you're at. I don't think there's any 70 or 80 degree temperatures this December, except in those Hawaiian islands where we broadcast every day. Oh, man. Do they got it made or what? Some light trade winds today, you know. Yellowfin tuna swimming offshore. Nice luau tonight. Little surfing after work. Boy, that sounds good. S&P 500 is down a point right now. 1791. The Dow is down 4 points right now. 15,885. The NASDAQ, however, is on the plus side, and the NASDAQ has been leading this market, one of the leaders, along with small and mid-cap stocks all year long. In fact, yesterday, as I looked at my ranking of the asset classes, I saw that the NASDAQ was in the top three, maybe number two or number three as an asset class, along with the small-cap U.S. stocks. The 10-year yield continues to rise. It was at 2.90 this morning on a better-than-expected jobs report and GDP report. Man, I still don't like that bond market. 10-year yield at 2.85%, headed towards 3. We shall see. We also have gold. Oh, man, what a horrible year for gold. Gold is down another 2% today. Gold is at 1,223. Gold is my worst ranked asset class in my entire system. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I sent out a sarcastic tweet the other day. I said, you know, maybe once all the gold commercials are gone from TV and radio, it will be time to buy gold again. Oh, man, I'm telling you what, how many guys out there, how many pundits out there have been telling us to sell everything and to buy gold. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to be right someday. The bears are going to be right someday. But the problem is the bears have been wrong for the last 5 years. And as long as gold is ranked at the bottom of my asset class ladder, there's no reason to be buying gold until it starts rising in rank. Will gold be sitting at the top of the asset class ladder at some point in time? It could be. And then you could say, well, Bill, you missed the entire move now that it's number one. You know what? My app is pretty sensitive. It's like a little Richter scale. It picks up a 3.2 magnitude earthquake coming from Seattle Seahawks Stadium. When they score a touchdown, the app is pretty sensitive. It was a fine line I had to walk. I didn't want to make it too sensitive to where we were getting whipsawed in and out of asset classes and sectors and stocks on a daily basis. That's not good. And I didn't want to make it not sensitive enough to not pick up some tremors coming from an asset class as it starts to rise in rank. And of course, every week in my newsletter, I show the top 16 asset classes along with the bottom 8. I think in 2014, I'll probably just show the whole list of 45 asset classes that I rank on a daily basis. And you can see the movement amongst those asset classes. I'm just here to say that this has been a year where a trend has stuck. Like throwing a spaghetti noodle on the wall to see if it's done. The trend in small caps, the trend in U.S. stocks, the trend in technology stocks has stuck, and it's still on the wall. I was on with Pim Fox yesterday on the Bloomberg radio show, and he asked me, are stocks still the place to be? Well, first he asked me, what do you see in 2014? This has been a bad year for bonds and a good year for stocks. Should we be, selling our stocks about now and buying our bonds? And I said, Pim, the guy who had the best answer is Yogi Berra. It ain't over till it's over. You could have asked me in March after a three-month run in the stocks, is it time to cut back now? Is this the pullback? Are we ready for a pullback? If there's one question that really I get tired of hearing, should we wait for a pullback? You know what? As long as the market's going, just get in. Take advantage of it. If you'd have asked me in June, boy, we've had a good half a year here. Is it time to start cutting back? It ain't over till it's over. If you'd have asked me in September, I would have given the same answer. Now we've got just 3 weeks left to go in the year, and I'm asked again on Bloomberg, is it over? Is it time to start cutting back and taking profits in stocks? And my answer to that is no. It's not over till it's over. Is it time to start shorting the market? Absolutely not. It's still the worst ranked asset class. And then, of course, the natural question that Pim Fox asked me next was, when will we know when it's over? I said, you know, there's a variety of things, but mainly we'll see the sentiment on the market start to sour, and that shows up in a one-year chart of the market. I can't tell you how important it is, if you're going to do this investing thing on your own, to understand a one-year chart. I would say that the best book for investing technical analysis, I used to like the tape reader, the professional tape reader, Stan Weinstein. He had a very simple system. A stock at any given point in time is in either number one, which is sideways, number two upwards, number three topping out, or number four down. The professional tape reader. It was a paperback. I even got mine autographed by Mr. Weinstein. In fact, my son, who is my apprentice, I suppose you could say, he asked me, what book should I read on technical analysis? That would be the first one that I would read. And then the second one, I have to think about it. It's the analysis of stock trends, and I'm trying to think who the author was. But that's where you get into some of the descending triangles and the ascending triangles and the symmetrical triangles and the double bottoms and the double tops. You know, it's not witchcraft and it's not voodoo. It doesn't predict the future, but it sure tells you the present where things are at. And I think that's really important. Let's worry more about the present. I told Pim Fox, I'm not in the prediction business. I take it a day at a time, Pim. And when it's over in the stock market, it's over. And I'll be moving on into greener pastures, wherever those greener pastures are. Just like a herd of sheep or a herd of goats, when they've eaten up all the good, nice grass on a hillside, they move on. And they look for greener grass maybe on the other side of the hill. Well, you know what? We're willing to go wherever we can go to find that nice green pasture to lay our portfolios down in. And the app is a tremendous guide for me in keeping me in the right places at the right time. I told Pim Fox, Pim, I haven't been in gold all year long. I can show you my, in fact, I'm going to do that in a coming newsletter. I'm going to show the pictures, the snapshots of the asset classes. I'll show one from January of this year. I'll show one from March. I'll show one from the summertime. And I'll just show you how these asset classes have remained in place this year. It's been wonderful. But at some time, it's going to shake up. And not only being in the right ones, but being out of the wrong ones. I said, Pim, I've avoided a 25% loss in gold. And I know people that are loaded up in gold. They've had a horrible year when they could have taken advantage of one of the best years that the market has seen in a long, long time. Pim, I avoided the bond market, which is down 13-14%. They've had one of the worst years in the history of the bond market this year. I avoided that collapse in the bond market by being in the right asset classes. Emerging markets haven't done anything. This has been a terrible year. I don't know what 2014 will bring. Ask me tomorrow. Ask me the next day. It's a day-by-day thing. Predicting that the dollar's going to crash and gold's going to ascend to heights never seen before, and inflation is going to rear its ugly head, that's probably a good long-term prediction. But in the interim, how much money have you made on that prediction? You've been clobbered this year on that prediction. I learned a long time ago to not invest in my predictions. The world doesn't always turn out the way I think it should turn out. It goes its merry way, and in the end, the market is always right. The market is always right. Gold has been a terrible place to be in 2013, and it's still a terrible place to be until further notice. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few things, few notes out there. Apple finally gets a deal with China Mobile. The stock not reacting as much as you would think, but it is up $5 a share, and the stock continues to break out. Look, if ever there's a lesson on technical analysis, Apple is a classic lesson on technical analysis. When I wrote about Apple, let me look at a monthly chart here. Let's look at a weekly chart, actually. I wrote about Apple in the fall of 2011. And I called Apple at that time the cheapest growth stock in the entire market. I wrote many articles about it. You can Google my name, Bill Gunnarsson, Apple, cheapest growth stock, or any of my articles on Apple. I probably have written three or four articles. And I think I'm one of the few guys out there that was right on with my Apple calls. I liked Apple at that time in the fall of 2011 because it was undervalued, grossly undervalued. Number two, it was one of the strongest performers in the market. Number three, the stock chart was just starting to take off. And I loaded up on Apple. And, of course, it went to $705 per share. It hit $705 in about the fall of 2012. It went on a one-year tear. Now, during that time, there were several times when that uptrend was challenged. It had bad days. It had bad weeks. It had downgrades and whatnot, but that uptrend never broke. It wasn't over until it was over, and I wrote it for all it was worth. And then finally it hit 705. And at that point in time, okay, so let's go back. It was in an uptrend. Simple as that. If you just understand one-year charts and know the difference between an uptrend and a downtrend, that shouldn't be too hard. I'm not talking about the last few days or the last few weeks. What's the direction over the last 12 months? Up? Sideways? Down? Or is it starting to roll over? Finally, at that 705 point, Apple started to do a horrible, horrible rollover. And at that point, it started dropping in rank on the Best Stocks Now app. I sold Apple somewhere around 635 somewhere. I didn't get out at the top. But I got out within 10% of the top. And then Apple went on a gut-wrenching downtrend. Okay, so it went from an uptrend. It topped out. It started to roll over. And then it went into that horrible downtrend. And I do not buy downtrends. I avoid them like the plague. Finally, Apple settled at 388. From 705 to 388, and all along the way, I said, Apple's going to finally find its bottom. It's going to go sideways, build the base, and then it will break out to the upside, which it did in August of this year. That's when I got back into Apple, and it's been going up ever since. You see the importance of just simple technical analysis. All right. I also like breakouts. I saw one of my stocks that I own and my income accounts break out the other day. A company that's headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're probably saying it's not a tech stock. It's probably got something to do with oil. And you're right, Helmerich and Payne. I'll bet the other guy's a pain. Helmerich's all right, but the other guy's hard to get along with. It's an $8.6 billion company that is engaged in the contract drilling of oil and gas wells, primarily in North and South America. Okay, we're drilling like crazy right now. We're fracking, we're drilling, we're extracting, and we're hopefully becoming energy independent. As I watch an aircraft carrier go out the harbor right now, that thing's burning some oil. I don't see any solar panels on it, and it's keeping me safe. I hope it's keeping me. I hope it's one of ours. I think it is. We've got a U.S. flag flying from it proudly. Helmerich and Payne is in my growth and income accounts. Let's take a look at why I own HP in my growth and income accounts. Well, number one, it pays a nice little dividend. pays a dividend of 3.1%. That's more than a U.S. Treasury right now. And Helmerich & Payne doesn't have interest rate risk, while the U.S. Treasury has interest rate risk. That worries me. Helmerich & Payne has also performed very well. Over the last 10 years, 21% per year. Over the last 5 years, 36% per year. Over the last 3 years, 20% per year. Over the last 12 months, 52% per year. So every time you hear news about the Haynesville Shale, the Eagle Ford Shale, the Williston Basin, the Bakken, whatever these areas are that we're exploiting now here in the United States of America, Helmerich & Payne has probably got a presence there, and you're participating in that. And you're not lending money that's subject to interest rate risk and rising interest rates. Instead, you have ownership in a company that also pays a nice dividend, 3.1%. Now, there's more risk, obviously. If you hold this thing to maturity, there is no maturity. It's a day-by-day thing. A bond, if you hold it to maturity, you're going to get back what you put in it plus whatever the interest rate is along the way. But you got to tie up your money for quite some time. In the interim, you're subject to interest rate risk, which you're not subject to with stocks. Now, the valuation on Helmerich & Payne, it's okay. It's not the cheapest stock around, but it's trading at 13.3 times forward earnings. And when I weigh in the powerful performance of the stock, I come up with a Gunderson stock grade of A-, okay? I only buy stocks that are A- or better. I also look at the ranking. A month ago, it was in the top realms of the market 2 months ago. And it entered into those top realms of the market about 3 months ago, and that's when I purchased it. And you can go down and you can look at my comments below. Every comment I've made on this stock on Twitter is there in chronological order. I featured this stock on October the 8th. Let's see what the price was on October the 8th when we last did this same exact thing that we're doing today. It was around 72. Today it's 80. So you've made about 10% on your money since October the 8th, and you've collected a little dividend. And you can go back and you can tap there and you can watch the review I did of this stock back on October 8th. And of course, the review that I just did of this stock, we'll put that there because we are a transparent administration here at Gunderson Capital Management. Again, Helmerich & Payne is ranked number 261. Stock chart, all-time highs. Broke out yesterday, and they increased their dividend. Not a recommendation, but a great example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here this morning. Japan's going to do a $182 billion stimulus package. You know, as I look at international investing this year, very poor place to be. Very poor. It's been the U.S. Let's just take some returns here from around the world here, just to give you an idea. Peru, down 33%. Chile, down 27%. Latin America, down 17.5%. This is all year-to-date numbers. Africa, down 2.4%. Italy, up 10%. Russia, down 7%. Brazil, down 20.4%. In the app, I have a sector called International. You click on that International sector, and you'll see the rankings of all of these countries that I'm talking about. France up 14.8%. Japan's actually had the best of it, up 21.9%, the Nikkei. But it's still ranked very, very low when you take into account the last 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. Why has Japan done better than the rest this year? Simple. Their equivalent of the Fed is behind them. They've done some massive stimulus programs and cutting of interest rates. India down 6.5% this year. Turkey down 11%. Spain's had a good year, 21.2%, as they climb out of depression almost. Let's see what else we've got here. Central Europe down 6.2%. Hong Kong up 6.4%. Mexico down 5.3%. China, let's see, where is China this year? China is down 2%. That's the Shanghai Index. Vietnam up 8.7%. So this has not been a year for international investing, whether it's developed markets internationally or whether it's emerging markets internationally. Maybe 2014 will be. I don't know. The highest ranked country or international entity that I have in my entire database is Greece. Greece is up 26.9% this year. But it's ranked overall at number 653 out of 3,600 investment choices that I have. So for that reason, I have had no exposure whatsoever to the, other than a little foray early this year when it looked like China might take off. And China has a good chart right now, but I'm still not convinced that China is the place to be. Man, I go back to 2009, I believe it was. China had a year like you couldn't believe. And probably back in the 2007-2008 time frame, China also had some tremendous years. So, you know what? It all comes down to being in the right places at the right time and being out of the wrong places. That's what's nice. When one is faltering, the asset allocator would say, well, I'm going to keep that one in there because it's hedging the one that's doing really well. And one that's doing really well, say, well, you know what, I've got this other one that's faltering, but I'm going to keep it in there just to be hedged, just in case. The problem is, in my book, the cost of hedging can be very, very, very high. I mean, you could be loaded up with life insurance in your family if one of you dies, but you could be paying these huge premiums every month. The cost is astronomical. So you know what, to each his own. I believe in being in the right places at the right time. And one of the right places here this year has been the United States. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the small caps, the mid caps, the pharmaceutical companies, the biotechs. And one stock that I continue to own is a large cap pharmaceutical out of Summit, New Jersey by the name of Celgene. The symbol is CELG. Celgene develops therapies to treat cancer and immune inflammatory related diseases by regulating cells, genes, and proteins, hence the name Celgene. In 2006, Celgene was only making 53 cents per share. They're expected to make $7.23 per share this year. Their earnings have been growing by 33% per year over the last 5 years. This is not a laboratory hoping to have a product someday. This is a company that's expected to make $7.23 per share in the year 2014. That's phenomenal growth. Going forward, it's expected to continue to grow by 23%. Take that, Johnson & Johnson. Take that, Merck. Take that, all you other big, stodgy old drug companies that are growing by 5 or 6% per year. Now, as I've said many times, earnings growth almost always translates into stock price appreciation. There's a very tight correlation between growing earnings and an appreciating stock price. Celgene, over the last 10 years, has delivered 30% per year to investors. What did I say earnings have been growing by? 33% per year. And the stocks returned 30% per year. See that tight correlation? You know, when I did my little thesis, my little article on First Solar earlier this week, First Solar is expected to contract by 10% per year. Why would I buy a stock that has earnings that are contracting by 10% per year? I don't know. Celgene's growing, and it's been growing very rapidly, way above average. Over the last 3 years, Celgene's been delivering 38% per year to investors. And over the last 12 months, Celgene is up 101%. The stock has doubled. It gets a performance grade of A. And why not? I mean, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market over the last 10 years. Celgene gets a momentum grade right now of B+. Kind of been in a sideways trend for the last 9, 10 weeks. Well, that's all changing here. It looks like it's breaking out. And it looks like it's breaking out here today. I'm a big owner in Celgene. I have a large position amongst my conservative growth people because it's a large cap stock. It's a $67 billion stock. If you're an aggressive growth investor, I think this one fits the aggressive growth profile also because it's growing so rapidly. And, you know, here's another phenomenon. I've said this many times. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, a lot of the biotechs were positive that year. That's why I wish my relative ranking system was alive and well in 2008. But it was being developed feverishly by me. And I was learning all kinds of things in that watershed year of 2008. One of the things that I learned is biotechs, for whatever reason, seem to be a place, a safe harbor where people run to, which kind of defies logic when the market is getting hammered. Celgene was up 19.6% in 2008, and I'm sure it would have been an A-rated stock back then. Instead of sitting there owning J.P. Morgan or Citigroup was getting crushed at the bottom of the asset, at bottom of the best stocks now ladder, you would have owned a stock like Celgene or Dollar Tree or AutoZone or First Cash Financial, a pawn shop. Those stocks were going up. Am I looking forward to the next 2008? No. But do I think there's opportunity even in a year when the market gets hammered, when the next bear roars its ugly head? Well, you know what? I think I'm a lot better prepared this time around. I think some of those inverse ETFs and some of these stocks that do well in down markets, they might just rise to the top in a relative ranking system. Now let's take a look at Celgene's valuation, because as you know, I'm not a momentum investor. I am, and I'm not, because I also require valuation. Celgene's currently trading at 22 times forward earnings, but it's expected to grow by 23% per year. Therefore, it's got a PEG ratio of under 1.96. I have a 5-year target price of 303 on the stock. It's currently trading at 165. Celgene currently comes in at number 60 out of 3,735 stocks. And it's been in my top, it's been an A-minus stock for over 12 months now. And over the last 12 months, like I say, the stock's up 100%. And I have a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management in a stock that's breaking out today to new all-time highs. Not a recommendation, an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. CELG. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked a little bit about gold in the first quarter of the hour, how it continues to get hammered, how I warned about gold a year and a half ago, how I've avoided gold. Do I think we're on a sustainable course here in America? Well, look at Detroit. It didn't work out too well in Detroit, did it? Look at Greece. It didn't work out too well. Look at Italy. Look at Spain. Look at Portugal. You can blame it on anything you want, but we all know why those entities are struggling now to maintain. And while austerity is hit, and while a lot of the people have had a wake-up call over there that their government couldn't support all the promises that they've made over time. Will gold go flying up someday? More than likely. But at the current time, look at a chart of gold. Look at the ranking of gold. You just have to wait until it's time, until it's the right, one of the right asset classes to be in. The same with bonds. I don't want to hear any complaints from bond people. They got spoiled. Over the last 10, 15 years, they rode one of the biggest bull markets, probably the biggest bull market of all time. In bonds. You know, over the long haul, mortgage rates have averaged about 6-7%. I can remember when they were 12-15% during the Jimmy Carter years and the big inflation years and the whip inflation now years. I remember Gerald Ford wearing his little button on his lapel. Whip inflation now. When inflation was out of control. Will inflation be out of control at some point in the future? More than likely. But you've got to watch it day by day, and you've got to wait until the inflation bug bites. And then you've got to invest in that scenario. It hasn't been a good scenario. And the same with bonds. Those bond people have had it made for the last 15 years. Even the balanced funds have kind of had it made because they've had the wind at their back as interest rates went from double digits down to as low as, I believe, that the 10-year bond on the U.S. bond got down to 1.25%. And now it's back to, what, 2.85%. And that ride from 1.25 to 2.85 has not been a friendly one to bond holders, and they're griping. We're used to big oversized returns in our bonds. You know what? Everything is cyclical. No bull market lasts forever. Just as gold had a tremendous 6 or 7 year run, no bull market lasts forever in any asset class. And just like this stock market has had a now almost 5 year run, at some point in time, it will come to a screeching halt. And you know, like I've said before, one answer is to just spread your assets around. You're always going to have a good performing one or two assets, and you're always going to have some terrible performing assets, and you're always going to have some that are so-so. And everybody kind of gets the same return in the end. You know, this year it's about a 6% return. While the stock market folks who took a little bit more risk are getting, you know, 20 to 30, 40% returns here in 2013. They should be rewarded for the risk, the extra risk that they take. Then I ask the question, are they taking extra risk? And I've said before, I think it's riskier owning an asset class that's getting pummeled, like bonds, especially when you knew the freight train was rounding the bend and sounding its horn. And I think it was risky for gold people to stand firmly with their feet planted in the ground, not willing to budge, when the gold technical charts turned south big time about a year and a half ago, and gold dropped to the bottom of the asset class ladder. To me, you're mitigating your risk and you're lowering your risk by avoiding those poor performing assets. But because the cost of insuring your portfolio by investing in them is very, very high. Look at this year. How much hedging has cost you in 2013. So you know what? I just think you have to do your best. If you can tilt your portfolio every year toward the best performing asset classes on the one hand, and on the other hand, avoid at all costs, like the plague, the worst performing asset classes, I think you're going to improve your performance greatly over time. But then you say, yeah, that takes a lot of time. Asset allocation, I've only got to make a little tweaking here twice per year. Gunderson, you sit there every day, put in a 10-hour day, 5 days a week, write a newsletter on the weekends for folks, do 5 radio shows a week. That's a lot of work. Well, you know what? I think it's worth it. I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I had parents that worked hard. I had a mother who just passed away who worked at Savon's leading up to Christmas time when I was a kid, stocking the shelves in the middle of the night so we could have a good Christmas. I had a father that climbed billboards and became the best commercial artist that probably the world has ever seen. He painted the Marlboro Man, hand-painted the giant billboards, huge. The biggest billboards in the world. He painted giant oil paintings up there of the Marlboro Man crossing the frontier with his horses and his covered wagon. And unfortunately, his cigarettes, which turned out to not be such a good thing, did it? But he was an artist, you know. He painted what they had him paint, and he painted exclusively for Marlboro, all over the country. Minnesota, he painted billboards. Chicago. And he said, you know what? You're going to send them to me in San Diego, because I'm not going to hang on a billboard in Chicago in the middle of winter and paint a giant oil painting. You send them to me in San Diego, where it's beautiful weather the year round, where when I get done with painting my billboards at around 2 or 3 o'clock, I can head up the next exit and go to the Del Mar racetrack and watch the ponies run for a few races or so. Or I can go albacore fishing on the weekends. And they said, okay, we want your services so badly, we're willing to do that. So you know what? Look, I don't have any sympathy. Maybe I do, a little bit. But I don't think that these fast food workers who are striking, wanting living wages. You know what? There's got to be incentive in life. The guy who goes to school to be a dentist deserves more than a garbage collector. Otherwise, there'd be no incentive to go be a dentist, would there? This is Bill Gunderson, 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.